have right now documentation of somebody that was blind that can see. We've had it happen right here in Lakeland. I have prayed for people that have been deaf, and God has opened their ears. I'm acting on the authority of the Word of God and my beliefs. I have evidence by the thousands of people that have claimed healing and are still healed.
That's Todd Bentley. He's been leading a revival in Lakeland, Florida since April. It started out as a week-long gig of preaching as a guest pastor. It's turned into kind of his own show. He's been in the news. That came from Dateline NBC. Well, we're going to be finding out more about Todd Bentley, evangelist, healer, great claims being made there. And he says that he has medical evidence for the healings that he's been able to perform and the revival he's been carrying out. He's going to take it elsewhere in August, I believe. That's the latest news. Bob Leko is our guest here in the first half hour of Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can join us on this Thursday, the 24th of July, as we talk about this revival taking place in Florida and a little bit later, the person and work of the Holy Spirit with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend a little time with Colleen Carol Campbell, our regular Thursday guest. She writes a column in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and she's discussing the media coverage of Pope Benedict, both here in the United States, but most recently his trip to Australia. We heard about the Pope going green, but some things were not discussed. Then, Scripture and Tradition will be the subject as we talk with Dr. Cameron McKenzie of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the last 45 minutes of Issues, Etc. Our toll-free number, again, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Bob Leko is a regular guest, a former Word Faith pastor, a graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Todd. Good to hear your voice.
All of these things, the laughing revivals, the swooning revivals, the various moves of the Spirit, all seem to be located and have their point of origin in the Florida Peninsula. What is it about Florida and these revivals?
You know, that's an interesting question, because if people will look back over, until about 1990, 91 or so, when Rodney Howard Brown first came to the shores of America, he came to Carl Strader's Carpenter's Church, the same location where we now have Bentley holding his revival. So we kind of see a hearkening back, I guess, with Bentley. He went back to the original stomping grounds where Holy Laughter first infected our church in America through Rodney Howard Brown. He went back to that same area, and I guess he knew he had a ready audience already there because of what Rodney had done, and then, you know, moving a little, I guess, to the, well, I'd need a map in front of me, but over to Pensacola, Florida. Then, of course, they had the Pensacola outpouring, which was, of course, a direct result of what happened in Toronto, but it still ended up in Pensacola as far as the United States is concerned. So we've got Lakeland and Pensacola, two kind of hotbeds for all sorts of enthusiastic revivalism, if you will. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's something in the water. Maybe people just enjoy the temperature, the sun. You can go lay on the beach and meditate after you've been in the revival, perhaps. I don't know.
It's got to be either the heat or the humidity. One of the two.
Yes.
I'm not
sure.
One
of the two. I don't know either.
Who is Todd Bentley, as far as you can tell?
Well, he's you know, a nobody who's become a somebody. He's from Canada. As a young person, led a very checkered life, was involved with all the usual worldly things of drugs and alcohol abuse, ended up in prison as a young teenager. And then apparently around the age of 18, he was with some motorcycle gang members, getting high, and the Lord audibly spoke to him. And at that moment, he was delivered from all of his addictions and allegedly brought to faith in Christ at that point in time. But it's kind of interesting, as you read more about his own testimony, he talks about later on, after receiving Christ, having all of these demons cast out of him by another pastor. And this is all on the Fresh Fire website, which is the original name of his, quotes, ministry. And, you know, I find that very strange because there certainly is no biblical evidence that demons were ever cast out of Christians. They were cast out of non-believers. So all I can say, according to Scripture, is that he thought he may have heard the voice of God. He may have thought he was converted. But if he actually had demons cast out of him, then he couldn't certainly have been a Christian at that point. You know, he's a tattooed guy. He's a young guy in his early 30s. He's got a bunch of piercings on his face. His body's about 90% covered with tattoos of all types. He doesn't fit the mold of the average revivalist or televangelist with the, you know, nice kind of Benny Hinn coiffure and the very expensive Armani suits and shoes and all of this. He's just more of a guy in a Jesus t-shirt and blue jeans and boots and, you know, appearing to be someone who relates, I guess, to the X generation. Like so many people, unfortunately, on television and running these alleged revival meetings, he has absolutely no biblical education. I don't even know if he graduated from high school, from what I can research on him, let alone go to any type of college, whether just a two-year or four-year college, you know, for a secular education. I can't find any proof of that. Certainly no biblical training or education. And yet, as of about a month ago, he was elevated from being a revivalist and evangelist, Todd. Now he is Apostle Bentley.
How did that happen? Did he take that name on himself?
That happened through the laying on of hands through C. Peter Wagner and the former pastor in Toronto, who no longer is the pastor there, John Arnott, Che An, and some other people who were very instrumental in the previous Holy Laughter revival. They're all kind of lining up behind Todd Bentley now because he's apparently the man of faith and power since the Toronto and Pensacola thing fizzled out several years ago. And then they see this stuff reoccurring now under Bentley, so they all got behind him and laid hands on him and had great swelling prophetic words over his life. And this is all available on YouTube. All the listeners have to do is simply go to YouTube and type in Todd Bentley's commissioning, and they'll see four parts. They'll see the whole thing, and they can hear the prophecies, and they can see all of the shenanigans that go on the platform. And Todd is suddenly elevated from, you know, just being a mere evangelist to that of an apostle his generation.
Now, you do need to explain some context there before we go to this break, and that is C. Peter Wagner and these others, wherever they came from before. C. Peter Wagner actually was the big church growth guru doctor for years and years in the mainstream of American Protestantism until he decided that we needed a worldwide apostolate and a reinstitution of the apostles and prophets and whatnot. What does then that make Todd Bentley, if someone as notorious as C. Peter Wagner now declares him to be an apostle on planet Earth?
Well, as you said, C. Peter Wagner is the head of the International Coalition of Apostles, and he admits on YouTube that they are an organization that recognizes today 500 living apostles, and Todd, I guess, now becomes 501. These are genuine, you know, in their estimation, apostles. So what does that make Todd Bentley? That makes him 500 and number one false apostles in the earth. And, of course, that's very simply because of what the Bible says. The Bible lays down some very strong ground rules, such as in Acts 1:21 through 22, about the requirements to be an apostle. We know, of course, from Ephesians 2:19 and 20 that the original genuine apostles laid the foundation for the church, and that our Lord has been building on that superstructure for 2,000 years, so there's no need for an apostle today, you know, especially in the biblical sense, which is what these guys mean. They're not talking about missionaries or church planters, kind of in the general sense that God says, Todd Wilkins, I want you to go to Myanmar and plant a church, and people would say, well, that's, you know, somewhat of an apostolic mission. You're going where no one has built a church before, perhaps. the church planting. God is sending you in that general sense. They don't mean it that way. They mean these guys are apostles just like John and Peter and James, and obviously they're not. So that's what that makes Todd Bentley. It makes him a false apostle just as much as C. Peter Wagner of former Fuller, you know, theological seminary.
Bob Leko is our guest. He's a former Word Faith pastor, graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. We're talking about a revival, a healing revival, taking place in Florida. It's scheduled, and isn't that interesting how these revivals, these moves of the Spirit, can be so carefully scheduled, both to start and to end. But it's scheduled to end middle of August when Todd Bentley decides to move on. He'll make an occasional visit back to his fold in Lakeland. At least the tent will come down, but Bentley will still return occasionally. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about what Bentley is claiming God is doing through him. Did you happen to see the recent ABC News Nightline story on Todd Bentley's revival in Lakeland, Florida? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Kim Sparling, Barbara Smetana, Karen Horner, Vincent Shaw, Amanda Butler, Pastor Kim Sharp, Kevin Nelsted, Pastor James Geyer, Deaconess Cheryl Nauman, and Caitlin, thanks for your support.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org. And click on-demand audio.
Never trust a smiling evangelical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Peter Gurnow, Pastor Kurt Zeman, John Huss, Jen Holst, Greg Dipple, Carl Swanson, David Emmons, Jill Talley, Benjamin Shim, and Pastor Jonathan Krenz. Thanks for your support.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
Bam! And take it back to Mississippi. Loud reports of his healing of hepatitis C.
I rebuke cancer. I rebuke the spirit of cancer. Bam!
Bam, 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 bam!
Every symptom of fibromyalgia is leaving your body.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. A little bit more from Todd Bentley down there in Florida, where his healing revival is taking place at least for about another 30 days, and then it moves on elsewhere. Bob Leko is our guest. He's a former Word Faith pastor, graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. He's written two articles on Todd Bentley for his website. Just go to ours, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, and on the on-demand page, you'll find a direct link to Bob Leko and Discernment Ministry International, issuesetc.org. Bob, I was watching a little bit of the news on Todd Bentley, and he's sitting back there in the green room between sessions of the revival. His aides are bringing him what look like reports from doctors of bona fide healings at his hand. What does he claim?
Oh, well, he's claimed quite a few things, which, frankly, I believe explains one is his little hiatus from the revival, and also I think why this thing is going to be, you know, hitting the road in August. But he has claimed everything from a man who had a glass eye who allegedly our Lord healed, and now the man can see through the glass eye. Now, that's pretty amazing. Of course, people have claimed gold teeth again. People have claimed being healed of cancer. And actually, Todd, he's kind of made the classic mistake that even Benny Hinn learned his lesson several years ago. Benny Hinn used to, in his miracle crusades, you know, people would come up on the platform and they would give their testimony, and Benny would say, you know, this person has been healed of cancer by the power of God. Well, when they begin to look into those reports and find out those people were, in fact, not healed, that they died, you know, sometimes very shortly thereafter the broadcast, Benny's lawyers and handlers said, well, Benny, from now on you have to say this person says they've been healed by the power of God, and we certainly, you know, agree with them. Well, Todd hasn't learned that lesson yet. He says, you know, this lady's been healed of cancer. This person has been healed of, you know, fibromyalgia. This person's been healed of gout. Well, the fact of the matter is this, Todd, for all of the glowing reports, and of course now they're saying up to 30 people have been raised from the dead due to this revival, when asked to provide any, you know, proof that can be validated, the reports that they have sent to different newspapers and even the Nightline proved to be very inconclusive. They could not get people's names, or if they could get the people's names, they wouldn't give them their doctor's names. They got incomplete medical reports. There was no way to verify that these people had, in fact, been healed. In fact, I've got a transcript from Nightline, and it says this: not a single claim of Bentley's healing powers could be independently verified. Now, how different is this from our Lord's ministry when he would heal, for instance, a leper, and he would say, go show yourself to the priests. In other words, let them verify that, in fact, God has healed you, and that you can now, you know, of course, come back into the temple and meet the requirements of the Old Testament law in that case. But Jesus was also saying, look, you know, this is not being done under some, you know, cloak or in a back room or something. God has healed you. Let the priests who were not believing in our Lord's ministry, let them examine you and see that, in fact, you've been healed. Well, Bentley cannot duplicate that type of transparency and honesty in his ministry, because there is no proof that anyone has been healed, or certainly that anyone has been raised from the dead, which ought to be very easy to prove. Here's the death certificate. Here's the person. They're still alive. What's going on? They can't do that.
Again and again and again, whether it be Benny Hinn or a fly-by-night healer or a guy who seems to have a little more staying power like a Todd Bentley, we hear the same story. Miraculous claims, but when one examines the actual evidence, it's either missing or it's nothing more than a claim. So how is it that there, at least I was watching on television, thousands of people night after night, there to see Todd Bentley, convinced that they've been healed or that they're going to get healed?
Yeah, well, certainly as Christians, and you and I would certainly believe and agree that our Lord does heal people. We wouldn't dispute that fact at all. Yes, he does. He does it according to his sovereign goodwill and pleasure, in his timing and in his way. When people begin to go out and, unfortunately, as we did in the Word of Faith movement, reduce divine healing into a set of formulas and laws and principles that if you do A, B, and C, you will always get result D, let's say, which D stands for divine healing. You know, so you've got a lot of people out there who believe that God raises up special vessels, and they've been trained to think this way way back before you and I were born, back in the 40s, when you had Oral Roberts and William Branham and A.A. Allen and all these traveling healing revivalists going around. That was kind of inculcated into Pentecostalism, and then at that time the fledgling charismatic movement. And that belief has just grown over the years. And so you've got a lot of people within the church, without a doubt, believing that God raises up men and women with special healing gifts. They base that on the fact that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed then, he'll heal today. However, today he's doing it through these allegedly especially anointed vessels.
All right, let's take a call from California. Here's Chris waiting on the line. Chris, thank you for waiting. Welcome to Issues, Etc.
Yeah, I've seen YouTube videos where Bentley claims that people are being raised from the dead as a result of the outpouring. And I've had people take me to task because they say that the way you test the fruit of someone's ministry is whether or not it's giving glory to Jesus. They say because he's giving glory to Jesus, that means it's a legitimate act of the Holy Spirit. How do you respond to these
claims? That's a great question, Chris. Thank you very much. Bob, about 1 minute.
Okay, well, I could say anything that seems tremendous, supernatural, spectacular, and do it in Jesus' name to give him the glory, and it'd be a complete lie. The bottom line is Jesus does not need our help. Abraham tried to help God. We ended up with Ishmael, and look where today's world is because of that. You know, so just because someone does something and they try to put the imprimatur on there of this is to the glory of God or done in the name of Jesus, doesn't mean anything, because as Jesus himself says, on that day many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and do many miracles and cast out demons? And what does Jesus respond to those people? He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Hey, Bob, before we let you go, with only about 30 seconds, when one of the great awakenings and revival seasons hit the northern part of the United States, northeast part of the United States, a couple, well, not decades, but actually century ago, it ended up in what was called the burned-over zone or the burned-out zone.
Right, yeah, New York State.
Will Florida be that in 10 years after all of these so-called and alleged revivals?
I think so, and I think that there's going to be a great need for churches that are truly Orthodox, such as many of our good Missouri Synod Lutheran churches, to be available to help minister to the people that have been brokenhearted and have had their faith shipwrecked by these false movements, that have had their hopes built up and bashed by false teachers and apostles such as Todd Bentley and Wagner and others. There are going to be a lot of hurting people out there who are really going to have their foundation shaken because they weren't built on solid ground but on sand, unfortunately, the sand of experience versus the Word of God. And there's going to be a great need and a great opportunity for people who are sound in the faith to go there and minister the true balm of Gilead, the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and see these people set free from their burdens.
Hey, Bob, continued Godspeed on your studies there at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thank you, sir. I'm done there. Now I'm looking for my vicarage.
All right. Bob Leko is a former Word Faith pastor, graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When we come back from this break, it's the person and work of the Holy Spirit. You know what Todd Bentley and guys like C. Peter Wagner and others claim the Holy Spirit is doing? Not that different from what we hear people like Gene Robinson of the Episcopal Church USA claim that the Holy Spirit is doing. With these people, whether they be on the liberal side or the allegedly conservative side, Holy Spirit's always doing something new. He's always coming up with new ideas, introducing new practices, leading the church off in new directions, introducing new teachings. Is that really the person and work of the Holy Spirit? In some sectors of the church, it's almost become, if it's new, it must be the work of the Holy Spirit. If it's old, it can't be. Is that true? We'll talk about the person and work of the Holy Spirit with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller of Hope Lutheran Church in Aurora, Colorado, on the other side of this break. Then in hour two, Colleen Carol Campbell will be our guest. She's a St. Louis-based fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center and author of the book, The New Faithful. We'll discuss media coverage of Pope Benedict, and we'll round off today's program discussing scripture and tradition, kind of related to our next segment's conversation. Dr. Cameron McKenzie will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're listening to Issues Etc. live this Thursday, the 24th of July. When we come back, the Holy Spirit and Pastor Brian Wolf Miller.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.